This meditation is called Perceiving Receiving. The setup is really simple. It's by far the simplest of all of them because there's no conceptual framework. There's just a simple task. And the task is this. Think of a life question, the answer to which would change your life. So it could be something like, what do I need to know to resolve? And then fill in the blank with some problem that you've been experiencing. You know, if you've been having a difficult time with your partner, it's like, and you really want it to clear up, you know, what do I need to know that would allow this to clear up, that would allow me to feel loving to my partner again? Or if you've got some financial issue, what do I need to know to change my financial life? Or, you know, the simple and powerful, what's the one thing I need to know that would permanently change my life for the better? If you could ask one question and know that you would get the answer, what would the question be? And so here's the practice. Again, eyes open or closed. Actually, for this one, I take it back. Keep your eyes at least lightly open. You'll see why in a minute. So ask the question. Toss that question into your mind as if you were asking God or the universe or whatever being or power that you can imagine that could possibly know. Ask the question like you're really expecting an answer. Really expect the answer. Wait for the answer. If you need to, ask the question again and really wait expectantly for the answer. You will get the answer. You just have to wait to hear it because you don't know how long it'll take. And it might be possible, it might happen that you actually get an answer. That's okay if you do. If you do or you don't, either way works. Regardless, notice that there's something between the question and the answer. It's like a space that's open to receiving, a container that the answers fall into, a net that catches the answer. So here's your mission. Wait attentively for the answer. Expect an answer. And put your attention on or in that which receives the answer. Put your attention on that which is open to receiving the answer to your question. Now notice where your eyes have moved as you wait for the answer. Whether you keep them open or closed, just keep your eyes pointed in that direction as you wait. When you're waiting for the answer, you might find yourself looking in some direction. Let yourself continue to look in that direction. Ask the question, wait expectantly for the answer. Notice the space that's there to receive the answer, the space into which the answer would fall when and if it came, and let your attention rest on and as that space. Since this is a big question, you want to have a big receiver. Let your entire body join in to be part of that space that receives the answer. Backs of your heels, top of your ears, the space between your toes, the inside of your mouth, your intestines, tip of your nose, the front of your spine. Let your entire body be the space that is available to receive the answer when it arrives. and wait for it. It's coming. Notice the qualities of that which receives. Again, does it have a limit? When you go to the forward or backward, left or right, up or down. And time, past or future, where it isn't present, whether you know it or not. Since it's a big question, you want to make sure you got a big receiver, let it expand, whatever that means, as much as it can, inviting your body to experience that which is waiting for the answer, waiting to receive the answer. If some other thought or sensation arises that, quote, takes you away from this, just notice that these thoughts or sensations were being received by that same receivingness that's waiting for the answer to your big question, which lets you come back to the receiving, being the receiver. And if you want to, just toss that question in your mind again and put your expectant attention on that which receives. And see how much you can relax your mind and body and still do your mission of expectantly waiting for the answer to your question with your attention on that which is available to receive the answer. You can see if you can still do your mission while your eyes move in any other direction. Anything that you become aware of is simply being received by that which is available for the answer. Let yourself rest in and as that. If your eyes have been closed, you can gently open them and see what it's like to let whatever you see be received by that as well. Wait for the answer and be that which is available to receive it.
Are we supposed to come up with an answer?
Did you?
No.
Then that's the answer. No. Whether you do or not isn't relevant. Even if you did, it's kind of like, it's just noticing that the way the process happens is question, answer, and there's the space that's available to receive it.
Is that something that I did notice is a little more patience than I usually have in space? You know, and I'd come up with, you know, like I'd hear, you know, answers. But it would just be like stuff that I'd be consciously generating. So yeah, let that one go.
Mm-hmm. The question is really, the question is just a tool that we use. You can do this with anything. Look at some object. Let any object catch your attention. And just notice that there's, I'll say it this way, there's you, and then there's this object, and there's this something that's available to receive these incoming visual whatever. Let your attention be the receiver. Let yourself be the receiver.
Without an answer already there. Right on.
When you were giving sample questions, the one that clicked was, what's the one thing I need to know to make a permanent change in my life? And so, you know, when I heard that, there was a little click. So then I sat back and thought, I hope I can stay awake this time. And as I started asking it within me, instead of just listening to your words, the answer came at the same time, and it came like that, mm-hmm. And it came from a different space. And it was just the word love. Well, big deal. It's a big word. But the way it came up was sort of like in a swish kind of thing. And it was a definitive space and way it came up. And then I sort of said, well, what's love mean to me? And I went into this awesome, sort of like a torus shape, thing going around. I can't describe it, but it was a beautiful...
Well, for people who don't know, a torus shape looks like a donut, so anything that's like a donut is going to be awesome.
Yes. Yeah. It was just like a trip, you know, like a beautiful trip.
Yeah, so it sounds like you got the answer and then rode the answer back to the space that received it.
Yeah, and that space was everywhere. And then you asked me to open my eyes. Shame on you. I mean, I hate opening my eyes during meditation, but I did. And it was just like I tried to still feel it the way I was feeling it with my eyes closed, with my eyes open. And I was able to do that to some extent, which is usually not my style because I'm a tactile kinesthetic, and I just love to go into the proprioceptive feeling sense.
Well, it's the same. So, you know, letting your eyes be open and, again, let your awareness go to anything and just let your body be that which receives this visual information, whatever that means.
Mm-hmm.
And let that just expand because that receiver is as big as it is. Off you go.
I went off.
When we had our eyes open and when we were in the receiving presence and our eyes were focused in one direction or another direction, what I'm getting is it's not so important as what that interpretation means, like left, right, up, down.
Oh, yeah.
But that if my natural sense of being is to receive from that direction this particular thing, then most likely the greater wisdom of myself knows don't run away from that. Stay open to where I'm naturally drawn to go.
Yeah, the way that one came was just noticing that when I would give the instructions, or when I was doing it for myself, when I was really waiting for an answer, I happened to notice that I was looking in a particular direction. And I noticed that if I looked somewhere else, I just wasn't really waiting. And so it wasn't until I, the best way I can say it is, got that, and move to being that which receives, then you can start moving your eyes. Then you can start walking around. Then you can start, I mean, it's...
I was getting fragments of just words and ideas, but I realized those were just the conscious part of what I was receiving, and that there was a much deeper part that I can just let unfold or find out tomorrow or at some point when that's comes to more conscious place.
The image that I got when you said that, it's as if, and this is a bad example, so don't think that this is the way you should be imagining anything, it's as if the receiver is this container, and those little things were sort of like blips in the glaze. All of these meditations, again, have this quality where once you get them, they're in you, they're available at any time, because this is just who we are. This one in particular, though, for me, is one of those that, you know, you can be experiencing anything and just put your attention on that which is open to receiving, to experiencing.
I noticed this is like an experience I had with you a month ago in Atlanta. I had a pain in my kidney. And you said, oh, it's a referred pain, pointed to my left shoulder. I had an experience of something up here. I don't know what. But just like, I've been conscious of that ever since. And I don't know that that did anything exactly, but I am receiving more. There's some place that opened in that moment somehow, or it's just different. It's real different. It's like I've been high as a kite nonstop ever since that. And this was kind of like that, only a different set of instructions.
The image that came into my mind when you said that is high as a kite, and ironically, that height is at this level that we're sitting.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So I'll give you two choices for this one. Either toss one of those big life questions into your mind, including the what's the one thing I need to know to permanently improve my life, or just a question that you really want to know the answer to from your actual life, or notice or experience any sensation. And by sensation, I'm including something that you're seeing, something that you're feeling, something that you're hearing, something that you're tasting. And wherever you're starting, notice there's this space that's open to receiving the answer to that question, or that sensation, or that visual information, or that bodily experience. And once you've noticed that space that's open and available to receiving, just let yourself be that space. Let your entire body be that space that's open to receiving. And let the receiver be as limitless as possible, which takes no effort because it simply is. And notice that anything that arises is simply arising in that receivingness. And see how little effort you can expend to be that receivingness. And again, even the very idea of you is just something that's being received by that space. The very idea, I, is just something that's being received by that space. If you're experiencing any kind of pleasant sensations, notice that even those are being received by someness, something, that there's a receiver for even those pleasant sensations. Let yourself be that receiver. There's a you that's receiving things. That you, that sense of I, is being received by that receivingness. Be that receivingness. How effortlessly can you be that which receives?